This is Maurice Jones-Drew, and you're listening to the What's Brewing Show.
UCLA.
You're listening to...
Rolls and fakes, splits, and touchdown!
What's Brewing?
Down here, it's our time.
We watch the game.
Around the
he passed the ball so much more. Oh, you want to blah, 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 blah.
How about these guys?
They got playmakers out there.
Jake.
I am rather hairy.
I love you.
Bill.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I don't know fully what's going on.
Mike.
Careful, man. There's a beverage here.
Oh, the enemy.
Hello, patrons, and welcome to What's Brewing. I'm your host, Jake Merrifield, and I have a couple things going on today. We are going to talk to Mike as he travels down to San Diego to watch UCLA take on Pepperdine, hopefully to get a win. We already got one bell toll in the Bruin basketball apocalypse. Here's hoping that we don't have another one. And then we're also going to catch up with Alicia De Artola, the Penguin of Troy, about USC and what's going on and how their game got canceled against Colorado. And so now, once again, USC dodges a tough opponent. But, you know, of course, this is because of COVID, and we don't want to hear that for the USC players. And also, we'll just give our final thoughts about the Arizona game coming up on Saturday. UCLA has creeped up to a 10-point favorite now, and there's some optimism that they may get a win. Hopefully the game is played. So with that being said, we just had Thanksgiving, and I want to thank you for being our patrons, the What's Brewing Show, and keeping the What's Brewing Show going. And let's go ahead and get Mike on the phone.
Bro.
Big applause, Big Mike.
Mike Regalado.
Hey, Mike.
As you said, Mike, I think that's a really good point.
Mike, you are currently on the road driving south on your way to San Diego to see UCLA's second game, men's basketball. I want you on to talk about the first game that happened on Wednesday night. And that one, I might as well just play the song before we get started.
Sometimes it's hard to be a Bruin. Giving all your love to just one team.
Okay, so Mikey, the doomsday clock for men's basketball is now officially at one. They come out, they don't just lose to San Diego State, they get pants by San Diego State, 73-58. They shoot less than 40%. They allow over 45%. 3 points, they're right about 33%. Give up almost 40%. 15 turnovers. They get out-rebounded. Is there anything good that happened during this game at all, Mike? Is there anything, you know, answer for these crimes? What the hell happened to men's basketball? They were supposed to be great out of the box, I thought. What happened?
Here's something good that happened. No further players got injured. So that's the report from UCLA's camp. Back to you, Jake.
Thanks, Mikey.
It was freaking painful. I mean, it was very reminiscent of what UCLA was exactly a year ago during the non-conference season, where there wasn't a lot of effort on either end of the court. I mean, I'm definitely losing Jalen Hands and Johnny Juzang for the first game hurt them. But that should not have been the case for, the minimal amount of blocks, steals, shooting way less than San Diego State did. There was just, no effort. I mean, Chris Smith had 10 points, but it was, quickly forgettable, especially since he fouled out.
Yeah.
Didn't seem very assertive. You know, the offense running through Tiger Campbell did not seem effective, productive. It was good. It was a good start. You know, they hit 2 3-pointers to start the game, but then nothing after that. And then on defense, Mick Cronin's staple, it was just non-existent. It was very weird. And Mick Cronin was very pissed off in the post-game presser. It was a dud. That's what it was.
Yeah, absolutely a dud. And, you know, and Mikey, yeah, you talk about Chris Smith. He fouled out 27 minutes, 5 fouls, 10 points. That's certainly not what you expect from him. The only Bruin that had a positive shooting percentage was Jaime Jaquez, Triple J. He looked like he came to play. But you're right. I mean, the Aztecs even spotted him, what, 6 or 8 points? And then they just come out and kind of blow the doors off the Bruins. What else did Cronin have anything to say other than just I'm pissed, or you know what were his thoughts on the game?
No, that's awesome. If you guys have a chance, if you haven't already, check out the post game pressers that we do on Bruin Report Online, because you just get the feel for exactly what he's doing there. And I knew I know when Cronin is pissed off because he takes forever to come to the post game pressers, and that was exactly what happened on Wednesday.
Right.
but no, he talked about how there was no effort. Jaime Jaquez said, you know, this is a bit of a wake up call, which is probably a good thing. You know, Cody Riley just said that there was, you know, same thing. There was no effort. You know, Cronin was honest. But you could tell he's livid and he's holding stuff back. That's the great thing about this coach, is he does not hold back. And he kind of alluded to the fact that, you know, if he's going to have to sit guys, you know, bring out the hook again, then that's what he's going to have to do. He didn't praise anybody. He said you pretty much overall, this was just a bad team effort.
Right. So what do you think now, as you're driving down to San Diego, not to play the Aztecs this time, what do you think about their prospects in this game, and what are you looking to see improvement-wise other than just effort, right? Who do you want to see kind of assert themselves?
Excuse me. Well, Pepperdine is not San Diego State, but they're not a pushover either. They're a pretty good group of veterans that, you know, and they're definitely, you know, they have less talent than UCLA, but, if UCLA has the same type of game, you know, they're going to get spanked by Pepperdine. But I don't expect that to happen. Just with what we saw Cronin do last season with a team that was a year younger, I think this veteran team, which has a lot of upperclassmen now, you know, returning pretty much, you know, almost every roster player from last season, they'll get whipped into shape a lot faster than they did last season. And if anything, I think we're going to see more of a defensive effort before we see this myth of an up-tempo Cronin offense. So, you know, Cronin also said that, you know, it's nice to play fast. But you got to first put the basket in the ball, and they just failed to do that. So, you know, I think we should see a better effort on both ends. But I'm hoping that Cronin and the guys are just pissed, and they're like, "This isn't us. You know, we're ranked number 22. We had a good ending to last season. Let's prove it." And I think they will show that by flexing their defensive muscles today.
Yeah, well, I hope so, because I don't want to have to play two belt holes for the Bruin apocalypse in basketball, because right now we're at 1. Now, Mikey, you're driving down to San Diego to is that the San Diego Sports Arena, or where is it at?
Viejas, in San Diego State, just east of downtown.
Gotcha. And then, so you're going to watch that game, and then you're going to turn around and come back home, and then you're going to be at the Rose Bowl tomorrow for UCLA hosting the Wildcats. Any new news or any, you know, late-breaking stuff as far as the football team goes as we go into that? The Bruins now, you know, it started at 9.5, dipped down to 8.5, I want to say. Now it looks like the most recent number is they're 10-point favorites in this game. What are your thoughts on the game? Do you think that they deserve that 10-point favorite spot? To me, I'm looking at two, even though the Bruins have looked better than the Cats, you're looking at two relatively desperate teams, desperate for a win. What are you thinking?
5 p.m. kickoff. Comfortable in the Rose Bowl. Arizona hasn't really done much. in Pasadena the last four trips there. And just in general, Arizona is just trying to figure out what the hell is going on with their program. You know, they showed some spirit against USC, which isn't that weird that that game is now canceled. USC Colorado, which sucked because both unbeaten teams in the South Division will not play against each other.
Yeah.
And it's been definitively canceled, not postponed. But back to Arizona, you know, they didn't show up until the, you know, well, late in the second half against Washington. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen any improvement. I thought I did in the first first game against USC. But, you know, I think if this was last year's UCLA team, it'd be a toss-up. But just from what we've seen, if Dorian can't go, and I'll get into that situation, Griffin definitely showed that he can handle, you know, hold his own with the offense. And I'm sure that they'll have a game plan similar to last year that is suited to Griffin's needs. Probably not going to pass as much again. Definitely heavy on the running. Hopefully we get to see Griffin running. But if not, Felton and Brown will have to take the load again. As far as the defense, I like we said on the regular podcast earlier this week, I actually can't wait for the defense to get on the field now. Last two seasons, defense gets on the field and it's like, oh God, okay, let's hope they stop them. And now it's not so much that, oh, I know they're going to stop them, but it's exciting to see, you know, what they're bringing, especially from some of the new players, Agude, you know, Carl Jones, he's not new, but, you know, just what he's been able to do, getting in the backfield, having Osa just bust through the line. You know, I'm really excited to see the defense now. Going back to the whole COVID situation with Dorian and the other eight guys, we still don't know. I mean, we talked to Griffin on Tuesday, and I actually asked him about him. I said, hey, is Dorian practicing? And he goes, you know, that's something I'm going to defer to coach with. So,
oh, wow.
In a way that tells me, no, he's not practicing. So, you know, even without Dorian and the other players, I think UCLA will still win this by more than 10 points. So, you know, it's just exciting to see UCLA football again, you know?
No, I agree, and I really am. Like you, I'm excited that we have some football to watch, and hopefully the Bruins can keep capitalizing on kind of the progress they've made and actually get some wins in that column, some W's, because so far, you know, I've been happy with the way they played this year, but they're still 1-2, which is, you know, not the result we wanted. So, Mike, yeah, thank you for jumping on while you're on your way down south. Now, how did your Thanksgiving go? Did you have a good time? Did you get some good food? How was it?
Oh my God, I'm exhausted. I tried to walk after dinner, but no, it was just small. It was me, my folks, and the kids. You know, we had our tofurkeys, but we, you know, made a ton of mashed potatoes and vegetables. The kids helped out with, my mom wants to try to do this new tradition of a Thanksgiving soup, which, hey, it turned out really good. So that might stick, especially since, the kids were like, this is amazing.
Oh, that's good.
it's good. So, when I went to bed, I was just like comatose. I'm like, okay, just try to fall asleep, get up in the morning. So yeah, no, I woke up, jumped in the car, and now I'm heading down to San Diego.
Very good. Very good. Well, happy trails, Mike. And hopefully, you know, the Bruins can look better against the Dine and then come back and the football Bruins can get a win against Arizona and we can have a happy little chat on Saturday night or Sunday or whenever and then come back for the show on Tuesday. But drive safely, mm-hmm. Mike, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Talk to you later.
All right, bye. All right. Well, if you would like to hear the rest of this podcast with Alicia D'Artola and my thoughts on the Arizona game, go ahead and subscribe at Patreon. It's only $2 a month. Patreon.com / What's Bruins Show, or you can just go to whatsbruinshow.com and it'll take you to that place as well. Thank you. Happy holidays and go Bruins.
Good evening.
Try us tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
It's got to be in or out, Mom. In or out. Well, I need the door closed.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Size doesn't necessarily matter if you want it hard enough.
Dude, brah, we place a ball on the West Coast.
The final word is boob.